This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this.
But now you're in my way. This is the Mason Crosby Show. Mason and Thunder. No Mason today, just Thunder.
Hey, I just met you.
And we did. We called on our Milwaukee baseball insider, Forbes.com, and member of the team here at The Fan. Drew Wagner is in the house. What's up, my friend?
Call me maybe, baby.
That's right. So as I was bringing this song up, which I knew that, like, I'm a huge fan of, and I assume, like, you have a special place in your heart for as well, I realized we need a theme song for you because you're going to be joining us twice a week. During the baseball season, it does not need to be the same song that Sparky uses. It does not need to be the same song Tommy uses. But on the Mason Crosby Show, we need a theme song for Drew Wagner. Do you have a genre? Do you have an artist? Do you have anything in mind that you would like to do moving forward?
I mean, I'm a big Johnny Cash guy. I'm a big
Johnny Cash?
I don't have a walk-up song. I'm a Sturgill Simpson guy, a Johnny Cash guy. I mean, okay. My musical tastes are well advertised on the Twitter machine. So, you know, right. I'm sure you can find something that'll capture my pleasant and warm demeanor, Mitchell.
Can we AI, Tommy, can we AI, I don't know if this is ChatGPT, can we AI Johnny Cash version of Call Me Maybe? Do you think, like, somebody could, like, come up with that?
We could probably.
Oh, God.
Let's not do that. Tommy, as the music aficionado of the show, you've heard from Drew, and so we will work on a theme song for you, Drew.
Work on the walk-up. Got it.
Yeah. You will have a walk-up song, at least on this show. I can't guarantee on Wisconsin Sports Daily or on the leadoff show, but definitely on this show. We believe in theme songs, no doubt. At least I do. All right, so, Drew, 2-4 isn't awesome, but it feels a lot better than 0-4, doesn't it?
I mean, it could be worse to be 0-6.
Could be 0-7 like the Braves.
Yeah, they're 0-7 now. Okay.
I think they're 0-7 now.
It's just, baseball's weird, man. You know, the weird thing about it, you go and you just get absolutely smoked out of the stadium on opening day, or the home opener. And then you come back and you still win the series against a very good and defending playoff team. There's a reason they play 162.
That's right.
You know, you don't like the way you started. It was ugly. There's no doubt about that. It was ugly. But, you know, momentum is the next day's starting pitcher. And right now, they have had some good momentum the last 2 days.
Absolutely. So we're going to get to that in a second. But one of the topics that Tommy and I talked a lot about in the first hour of the show, our Brewers topic today was, does it make, and this is not because he had the bunt off yesterday, but does it make any sense to engage in Mr. Terang, Bryce Terang, on a long-term deal? You know, after seeing Jackson Merrill sign, after seeing Christian Campbell for the Red Sox sign, he's due for arbitration at the end of this year, so he'd have 3 more years of arbitration and then a regular contract. Does it make any sense for the Brewers to talk to him about a 6-7-8-year deal where it's team-friendly but also gives him financial security for the next X amount of years?
I mean, I think it always makes sense to talk to those guys about it. It's a matter of, do they want to do it? I mean, those guys know how good they are. They know when they can get an arbitration. They know what they can get in the open market. You know, it takes two to tango, and guys got to be willing to you know, accept that kind of extension, because, you know, it's a chance. Yeah, it's security, but at the same time, it's a chance they're costing themselves money.
Of course.
Look at Freddy Peralta. You know, yeah. Freddy Peralta is getting paid like 38 cents this year.
Right.
It's a ridiculously good deal.
Well, and Jackson Churio, we assume at some point, you know, will be a crazy team-friendly deal, right? Like a guy who, after arbitration, could have been making $30 million a year. He's still going to have a year or two left of making $10 million a year with the Brewers.
Yeah, and that deal looks even better after yesterday. You know, it's just...
With Jackson Merrill?
Nuts. It's always a gamble. It's always a gamble one way or the other. I mean, you know, you look back years ago, the Brewers offered Johnny VR that huge contract extension after his big year, his big debut year, and look what happened after that. You know, it's always one of those things. You never know what's going to happen for both sides. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, that's a conversation that they've started to have or want to have.
Drew Wagner joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Mason and Thunder. No Mason today. He's, you know, he's struggling golfing right now. He actually might be struggling. So we're keeping an eye on how he's doing. He said it's more of a fun one this week than a competitive one. But we still expect him to win some side cash so he can buy us all nice bottles of bourbon. That includes you, Drew, by the way.
I'm more of a rye and scotch guy, but I'm open to trying bourbons that,
I mean, they're all in the same family.
Yeah.
Right? Like that, you know, I mean, if you want a rye, I'm sure we can make that happen for you.
I'm trying to find a bourbon that works for me, Mitchell.
Are they too sweet? Is that the issue?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Well, because I knew, because if you're a rye, because I like bourbon over rye, because I like sweet. But if it's too sweet for you, you like rye. That's how it works. For those of you who don't know your brown liquors, that's how it works. You mentioned in your previous answer that, you know, momentum, as we know in Major League Baseball, is only as good as your next day starting pitcher. Well, Nestor Cortez gets his first start as a Milwaukee Brewer at AmFam in a home uniform today. His first start did not go well at Yankee Stadium. What do you expect to see from him now that he doesn't have to face guys who know him as well as the Yankees know him in the start today?
He throws a lot of fastballs. He throws them on his own. There's the book after maybe.
Hey, Drew, you're breaking up on us a little bit. I'm going to let you get to a better zone.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
How about now?
All right. Yeah.
My house is horrible.
Yeah. We need a booster. We need a booster cell tower, like right in your living room.
All right, can you hear me now?
Perfect. I hear you great. Let's start that answer over. What do you expect from Nestor Cortez tonight?
To not give up 3 home runs on the first 3 pitches that he throws.
I'll take it.
Realistic and an erstwhile prediction and expectation for Mr. Cortez.
Right now he's one of 2 starting pitchers healthy of guys they expected in the rotation when the season started. It coming off an injury last year, obviously gives up the grand slam to Freddie Freeman, doesn't pitch well in game 1 this year. Like, I don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to ask, is there a chance like that there's something still wrong, or that mentally like he needs a reset, Or is there a chance this goes wrong badly this year?
I mean, yeah, there's a chance. Sparky and I have talked about this. I've talked about it with some of the guys in the press box. It kind of seems like There's not really going to be an in-between for Nestor Cortes. It's either going to be really good or really bad. And right now we've seen really bad. I don't think he's that bad of a pitcher. I don't think he's washed up or bummed. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he had a bad day. And I think he had a bad day at the worst possible time. You know, you like to see him bounce back today and just kind of get, I don't want to say get some confidence back, but get some good numbers behind him. And I think he will. You know, I think something as simple as getting through your first inning is all you really need to get back and get settled in.
Last year, Nestor Cortes, until the last month or the last couple of weeks, pitched pretty regularly. He had a 3.77 ERA, 174 innings, gave up 162 hits, struck out 162, only walked 39, had a WHIP of 1.15. I'm guessing if I told you he'll have those same numbers this season, you'd sign up for that immediately.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Brewers are hoping for. Yep. I think that's what they need. They are looking for a veteran guy who doesn't have to go out there. He doesn't have to go out there and win you the game. He just can't go out there and lose you the game.
Yeah.
He did not do that his last time out. I think he is capable of doing that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Nestor Cortes on the mound tonight, and the Brewers finally play a game. Not just against an NL Central team, but just an NL team after opening with six games against AL teams. Is there any extra juice? Is there any extra focus when you're playing an NL Central opponent as opposed to playing, you know, now that they play everyone in the American League every year? Is there a little extra when they play in an NL game or specifically an NL Central game?
I think it's pretty much reserved for the Cubs and Cardinals.
Okay.
There wasn't much juice in the ballpark yesterday, period, because there were about 18 people there.
Yeah, a day game on when the school year's still going and you had opening day and it's pouring out. Like, I know it's a dome, but like if I went when I went outside yesterday and it's like I didn't even want to walk from the office to my car, right? Like with the way it was pouring yesterday.
Oh yeah, I don't blame anyone. I just like to have fun with it. So.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. 45 people the day before, 18 people yesterday.
So is there any extra juice with NL Central? But you really think it's just Cubs and Cardinals, not necessarily?
I really think it's just Cubs and Cardinals. I mean, it's the Reds are a bit of a rival, but I also think it's different because of the Dome, so many of those teams, their fans will come here.
Mm. Interesting.
So that adds a bit of juice, so to speak, to it. But no, I think really you only get fired up for your big rivals, and that's pretty much the Cardinals and the Cubs.
Sure. One of the fun things as a baseball fan is the opportunity and ability to nitpick because there's 162 games, so there's always something to nitpick. Second and third with nobody out in the seventh inning, like how frustrating is it when a team doesn't score? How necessary is it that the Brewers need to figure out a way to at least get a run across in that situation?
I believe that's the first time Pat Murphy said he wanted to use a taser yesterday. So
nice.
Yeah, it was frustrating. And, you know, they blow the bases again. What was it, the ninth and tenth inning?
In the tenth, they had bases loaded with one out, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's frustrating. And, yes, nitpicking is part of the national pastime. So you're spot on with that.
Nice. And then before we let you go, I opened the show. Actually, I talked to Andy Herman about this on Packaday Radio. So the Brewers went on a bunt off. And I in general, love the bunt off. I love you score a run however you can score a run. If you're watching a random... Mariners Guardians game on a Wednesday afternoon and there's a bunt off, do you think to yourself, oh, that's exciting? Or do you think to yourself, oh, that's kind of weak sauce? Like, do you like the small ball bunt off, or do you want to see, are you by any means necessary? Or are you more like, let's go up and hit the ball, fellas?
Whatever gets the game over with, my friend. That's exciting to me. I don't care how you do it. Just get it over with.
Nice.
I think the bunt is exciting. I think that's an exciting way to do it. It's strategy. It requires a level of perfection and precision. I like it. I like it.
Excellent. I appreciate that. So four, a set of four against the Reds starting tonight. We're working on theme music that should be in place for you by next week. And have fun out at the ballpark. We'll be listening for you on the, as you jump on. I know you're on with Sparky tomorrow, and you'll, you know, on your hits with Tommy on the leadoff show. Thanks for jumping on today, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'm out there, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it. All right, Drew, great Seinfeld reference. Drew Wagner, Forbes.com writer, and our Milwaukee baseball insider here on The Fan. Drew, thanks so much for jumping on today. That is Drew Wagner, and always fun to catch up with him. You know, we totally forgot to ask about the whole Cincinnati question and all that sort of stuff.
When I was at the game with him a couple nights ago, he asked me if I had known Seinfeld references like that. And I Seinfeld's a little bit before me still.
We've talked about that.
Right. I mean, I know the basics of like Costanza under the desk and stuff like that, right? But then he proceeds to say, all right, well, you're going to get called Darren quite a bit if you're ever around me. And then I went and looked into it. Not the worst character you could be from Seinfeld.
I'll be
cool with that. Yeah.
I mean, you're not an intern, though.
And I said that makes him Kramer.
Right. Right, yeah. Because he is the CEO of Kramerica Industries, not to be confused with Art Vandelay Industries, which was a whole separate institution on Seinfeld. So again, our thanks to Drew Wagner for jumping on. We're gonna actually have time for Thunder Watch today. What am I doing?
Thunder Watch is awesome, but yep. Don't you every day? Like before you look at who you're gonna put on Thunderwatch, like numbers and stats, higher, lower, like that's gotta be.
Oh yeah, we gotta get to that, huh?
It's gotta be like way more of a priority.
I don't
right?
even have my sheet in with me, so we're gonna do that after. You know what? That's my fault. But we can do it next, right?
Okay, yeah,
I was
we
planning
can.
On doing it next.
Yes, yes.
I had it on my radar. So we're gonna do that next. We're gonna talk about my friends with Underdog Fantasy and all the higher, lower picks. And yesterday I hit one. So there's a little ching ching in my account right now. He's Tommy Wirtz. Our thanks to Drew Wagner. My name's Mitch Nuss, aka Thunder, here on the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and free on the Odyssey app.